AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden wants Congress to say yes to a gas tax holiday.
I promise you I'm doing everything possible to bring the price of energy down, gas prices down. I want to make sure we all work on this together.
Some economists, even some Democrats, aren't impressed with the gas tax holiday idea. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it
another ineffective stunt to mask the effects of Democrats' war on affordable American energy.
If savings from the 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax on gas are fully passed along to consumers, drivers could save about $2.76 for a 15-gallon fill-up. The cleanup from severe flooding continues at Yellowstone National Park. But starting today, tourists are back, and that includes Amy Dingler and her family.
We did some other things, Grand Teton and some other horseback riding and ATVs, and so this is our first day that we've been able to come into Yellowstone. So our first stop was Old Faithful.
At least 1,000 people are dead in Afghanistan from a powerful earthquake near the border with Pakistan. Shelley Thackrell is with the World Food Program.
I can't stress enough, it will only add to the immense humanitarian needs in Afghanistan. And it really has to be all hands on deck.
It's a new test for Afghanistan's Taliban rulers. The chair of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, Benny Thompson, tells reporters they're receiving a lot of information, including new documentary film footage of Donald Trump's final months in office. Derek Evans, a former West Virginia lawmaker who live-streamed himself on Facebook storming the Capitol and cheering on what he described as a revolution, has been sentenced to 3 months in prison. His agent says Tony Siragusa, the charismatic defensive tackle who helped lead the Baltimore Ravens to a Super Bowl title, has died. He was 55. The Dow finished down 47 points. This is AP News. The House committee says the owner of the Washington Commanders, Dan Snyder, took steps to respond to accusations of pervasive sexual harassment.
Mr. Snyder conducted a shadow investigation to target his accusers, pin the blame on others, and influence the NFL's own internal review.
Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney says Snyder used an overseas lawsuit as a pretext to obtain phone records and emails. Snyder did not testify. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell did.
The most recent independent workplace report, which we have shared with the committee, confirms that an entirely new, highly skilled, and diverse management team is in place, and that there has been, quote, substantial transformation of the team's culture, leadership, and human resources practices, end quote.
Dan Snyder called the hearing a politically charged show trial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.